Contact Hawaii has become the most anticipated annual exhibition in Honolulu. It's run and conceived by artists and social activists with roots in Hawaii, and it shows. Michael Rooks, co-curator of Contact Hawaii 2018, says Honolulu's art scene has changed a lot. He was a curator of contemporary art in Honolulu for 5 years before moving to a similar position at the High Museum in Atlanta in 2010. Rooks says when he left Hawaii...
You were a painter, you were a sculptor, you were a craftsman, a printmaker.
But now...
I see a lot of artists who are really very open and comfortable working across media, performance or the media. It's a really... perfect sign.
It shows Hawaii artists are in touch with the world.
I probably go through about 100 plus hours a month of just content.
Keola Raposo, co-founder and creative director of Fitted Hawaii, devours podcasts, YouTube, books, Instagram.
Pinterest.
Pinterest. I'm on Pinterest. I love architecture. I love furniture design. I love graphic design, clothing design. I love car design. I love thoughtful ways of disseminating content. Different content strategies. I like that stuff.
That is a perspective Raposo brought to the Contact Exhibition's blind jury process. He and Rooks selected a show with a diversity of materials and perspectives.
The trend was that everybody was very individual, had a lot of Kanaka stuff, which I was very excited about. And then what I thought was very interesting was how non-native locals approached Contact, because they're very aware of not being Kanaka, but very aware of them being tied to place and how the contact affects them and then how they disseminate it back. I love that part.
Rooks remarked on emerging post-internet art. It's post-studio practice, too.
Post-studio practice means you can do it from Hawaii. You can do it from Costa Rica, farming out the production of your work to fabricators around the world, designing a concept, a set of instructions that then can be performed and reperformed by other people. The idea of post-internet art, very simply put, I guess, is to say that the internet is just another material like oil paint or clay.
Raposo, whose own practice has gone from designing caps to designing airline office spaces, says,
we're just artists that can push boundaries, that can create something that's singularly important to this place, but like global in impact. It's just our unique understanding of place that gives us an edge, I think, over anyone making content. We're in the middle of the ocean, the most remote landmass in the world. I think it's an asset. It gives us something to talk about visually, creatively, content-wise. It's just an opportunity for us to have an exclusive idea, mindset. Now, how are we going to share it with people? I think that that's important.
See what we have to share at Contact Hawaii 2018. Noe Tanigawa, HPR News.